huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means shaking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here. 5 marketing or growth tactics, hacks if you like, that are free or cost nothing or end up costing nothing. This is actually part 2 of a mini-series that I'm doing on my podcast, The Disruptive Entrepreneur, and also on my Facebook page, Rob Moore Progressive, as a live video. So if you haven't watched part 1 or listened to episode 1, catch it after this episode. I've actually got 22 free or low cost growth tactics, not strategies, i.e. ideas, actual practical tactics. So this is going to be a 4-parter. Hope you enjoy. Now, where should we start? Handwritten letters. So you should get an ideal client profile, and that can be based on your best clients you've already got. Let's say you're new and you haven't yet got best clients. What you then do is you go into some Facebook groups and you hang out where your niche and industry hang out, often Facebook groups or Clubhouse rooms. Only took me 1.5 minutes to talk about Clubhouse. And then you watch and learn and observe and ask questions and do surveys and polls, and you create an ideal client. And as long as they're worth a few £100s or a few £1,000s to you, you hand write them letters. If you want amazing guests for your podcast, you hand write them letters. If you want people to promote your products and services as an affiliate, you hand write them letters. Let me tell you this, or let me ask you this, that would be better. If you received in the post, landing on the doormat, a lovely, textured, somewhat embossed, wax sealed, handwritten envelope with your name and the address handwritten with a scroll in calligraphy, you couldn't throw that in the bin. That would be impossible. You couldn't do that. So start handwriting more letters and you will get more results. Right, next then is related search on Google and LinkedIn. And hi, everyone, and thanks for stopping by. So if you search my name, Rob Moore, on LinkedIn, down the bottom right-hand side, you will find related searches. So you'll find Mark Homer, who's my business partner, and I'm obviously really connected to him. And you'll find people I've interviewed on my podcast that I'm connected to. So you can find people like me on LinkedIn. So as soon as you've got 1 or 2 clients, you search their name on LinkedIn. And then you go down the related searches and you find people like them. Because you want to get more clients who are like your clients. Now, you do this on Google too, when you search someone's name in Google. I'll give you a little example of this. I interviewed Sir Tom Hunter, the Scottish billionaire. I did some related searches on Sir Tom Hunter, the Scottish billionaire, and I found other Scottish billionaires. And now, to my knowledge, I have interviewed every Scottish billionaire. I think there's 3 or 4. So the related search strategy is really good for finding clients like your clients, and it's free. And now, related to this, shall we call this 2 or 2.5? Let's call this 2.5. You can do job title search on LinkedIn. And that's, I think, the only platform where you can search by job title. I think every other platform, it's search by name or username. But you can search by job title. So once you've got a few clients and you realise they're doctors or dentists or lawyers or whatever, you can do a search based on their title, not their name. Therefore, you can find a load of people in your industry. Now, don't go find them, add them and spam them. Find them, connect with them, write them a more personal message that you could DM them on, or just connect with them and then post content in your ideal niche, which moves me to point, let's call this point four. I can't call that a half point. And that is consistent content marketing. Now, this is underrated. So what a lot of people don't do is enough consistent content marketing. They go live everywhere for a week like a little lap. You know, those little dogs that hump the tree. They're going like that for like a week everywhere. TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, Clubhouse, Facebook Lives. And then they're gone AWOL and you don't see anything of them. Made myself out of breath there. It's actually better to do four pieces of content a week, every week for 4 months or 4 years, than it is 7 days on, 7 days off, 7 days on, 7 days off. But it's a little bit more strategic than this. So start getting used to putting content out there. This content I'm doing is a Facebook Live, and it's also going on the Disruptive Entrepreneur podcast. Immediately after this, I'm going to do 7 TikTok videos and 7 Instagram reels, and then I'm going to send them to my team and they're just going to tweak them. So that will be one piece of content a day on reels, one piece of content a day on TikTok for 7 days straight. And then, of course, I've got this live video. I did one yesterday in this 4-part mini series, and I've got 4 podcasts. So I'm consistently creating content. And with consistency, let's say, for example, I just interrupted myself there. I don't like being interrupted. I interrupted myself. But let's say for every piece of content you did, you got 4 shares on average. Well, if you do 40 pieces of content, that's 160 shares. Now, let's say for every 100 shares, 5 other people share. So then you get 200 shares and 10 other people share. So it builds like this compounded momentum. And of course, there's the comments, the engagement, etc., the new followers that you get. So the consistency is important, and it all looks slow at first. Let me tell you about my TikTok. Actually, I haven't got it. I've got the phone there. I'm recording on the phone. But my TikTok, I've posted a video a day now for probably nearly 2 weeks. And some of the videos have got 200 or 300 views, some 400 or 500. But they certainly haven't gone as viral as everyone tells me TikTok will. But every single day on TikTok, some of my older videos, they get 5 extra views, 10 extra views, 20 extra views, 100 extra views. And you keep going and keep going, just like compounded interest, as Carol has said there. So you get compounded growth, but you have to stay consistent. Okay, so also the repurposing of the content is a nice little hack, isn't it? I am recording the podcast for the Disruptive Entrepreneur, and it's a Facebook Live video. I'll send this live video to Harry, my chief editor, and he might put it on LinkedIn and he might put it on YouTube. We're also trying to do diverse content, so we've not got too much of an overlap on platforms, but that's kind of the top level of creating content on social media. But at the very least, take a piece of content like this and repurpose it multiple times. Ah, something else on content. This is really important. You need to talk about your niche. No point talking about loads of different random things, because then people will follow you and go, oh, well, I thought Rob was about entrepreneurship, but now he's talking about watches. Then he's talking about vinyl. Then he's ranting about Donald Trump. Then he's ranting about COVID. He's everywhere. He's all over the place. He's distracted. I'm overwhelmed. I don't know what Rob Moore does. Nor does Rob Moore. So whatever your niche is, let's say you want to raise finance to invest in property, then you need to talk daily and regularly on raising finance, the problems in raising finance, the upsides and the downsides, case studies, examples, what you learned, what you solved, documenting your journey. You need to cover that at least 80% of the time. Now, 10 or 20% of the time, you can do personal videos, you can tell stories, you can do what we call news and engagement jacking, which is you can talk about something that's in the mainstream media, like the presidential election, if you've got a view. But keep all of that to maximum 20% and be hardcore focused on your niche, specifically talking to your ideal client 80% of the time. And then, so for example, when you have people on LinkedIn, and then they when you add them on LinkedIn or you connect with them, you'll see their feed, they'll see your feed. And then they regularly start seeing your content, which is on the same theme. And they're your ideal clients. They're like, oh, look, Rob's talking a lot about entrepreneurship. I want to get into entrepreneurship. Oh, he's got a podcast called The Disruptive Entrepreneur. Oh, he's got entrepreneur-related books. I'll go check those out. So this is a mistake people make. They don't stay tight enough on their content, which means when you add people on LinkedIn and when people follow you, they immediately get what you are, and so they can connect with you in the area that they are your ideal client profile for. All right, what else have we got here that I haven't yet covered? Right, collaborations. So, I covered that. I'll do email collaborations. So we all know about shout out collaborations on Instagram. You know, they shout you out on the stories, you shout them out on your stories. But I don't know if you have an email database. But if you have an email database, you could introduce me. You could say, hey, my friend Rob Moore, who does content everywhere and I follow his work. He's got an awesome podcast called The Disruptive Entrepreneur. You should go listen to it now. It's ranked number one on launch in iTunes. He's often in the top with Gary Vee and Grant Cardone and Tim Ferriss. He's done 620 episodes. He's interviewed 15 billionaires. Go listen to his podcast. P.S. Go listen to his podcast. And then let's say you offered a health and wellness product, and let's say it's Carol. I could then send an email to my database saying, hey, I just want to introduce you to Carol. You know, I'm an entrepreneur, but we mustn't sacrifice our health for our wealth. And I think health is wealth. So I'd love you to have longevity. And let's be honest, you can make more money the longer you're alive. So I wanted to introduce you to Carol. She's got an amazing health and wellness product here. Make sure you go and look after your health as well as your wealth. So I could promote her and she could promote me. Now, you could do that on email. You can do that on Facebook Lives. You could. So today I'm going live on Instagram with Sharon Carpenter. She's going to start the live and we're going to split screen it, which will mean that it will go live to her platform and it will go live to my platform. And she's promoting it on her stories and I'm promoting it on my stories. And actually about 2 years ago, I actually interviewed Sharon Carpenter. She's very well known in America. I interviewed her on my podcast. So that's another form of collaboration. You could run a clubhouse room. So three of you who are in PR, for example, you could all go and do a clubhouse room on gaining free media attention and PR, and that would be a collaboration of sorts. Hi, it's Rob here, interrupting you with something you may not know about me. I was one of the few people on the planet hand-selected by Facebook to pilot their new supporter program. It's a very small premium model where you can get exclusive content and advance notice or discount of new products and services. So this is what I've done for you. Not only can you get best discounts for any training that we might run, not only do you get notified first of any launches we do, we also do supporter meetups, supporter dinners, supporter WhatsApp groups where you have a deeper community. I do supporter only Ask Me Anythings. I do supporter only content and podcasts. We have a community of 2,500 supporters, and I'd love to give you the chance to be one of those. I believe this is the best supporter program in the whole world. Find me a better one, but I don't think you will. So the link is bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. That's bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. I believe the gap between free content and paid content is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. There's a lot of free content out there that's maybe not that good. And for just a few dollars a month, you can get the best content on business, on entrepreneurship, on starting up, on scaling up, on sales, on marketing, on the mindset of being an entrepreneur. So go to bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R right now. All right. I want to make sure I'm not overlapping from the last one. I should have done this in order, shouldn't I? Right. Breaking news. So there's a breaking news strategy or a newsjacking strategy, which is when something massive happens in the news that everyone is talking about, that there's energy and emotion, and ideally polarized energy and emotion, you should immediately do content on it. Now, big media companies are looking for articles on these breaking news subjects. So if you write articles in a blog format, an article format, then often media will catch that. You could put it as a Facebook post. You could put it as a LinkedIn post. You could go live and do a video on a breaking news subject. You could run a clubhouse room on a breaking news subject. Elon Musk reported, I think it was on Twitter, he tweeted that he was going to be in Clubhouse. And then there were like six rooms on Clubhouse saying, breaking news, Elon Musk is going to be on Clubhouse. Now, the maximum amount of people you can have in a room on Clubhouse is 500. And there were 5,000. And there were 5 rooms with 5,000 or almost 5,000 people in. Basically, people just commenting on some news that Elon Musk was going to be on Clubhouse. So commenting on breaking news stories, the quicker the better, by the way. You need the quick, you know, it's the quick and the dead in that world. That can absolutely gain you reach, traction, new followers, new fans. Cool. I don't know if you're all on Clubhouse, but share your username in the comments. I'm at Rob Moore, almost at 100,000 followers. I've only seen one person in the UK with a bigger following than me. And hey, look, it's not just about the size of your following. It's obviously about the quality of your work. But I think it's pretty hard to gain a big following unless you do good quality work. So share your username. Mine's at Rob Moore. Anyone who's listening to the podcast, in the Disruptive Entrepreneur Facebook group, you need to be in that group. There's nearly 20,000 of my podcast listeners in there. We have a thread on Clubhouse where we all share our username and we all connect and we all follow each other. So make sure you join the Disruptive Entrepreneur group. Any of you watching or listening, do that after this episode. I'll check after. I'll accept you in and then we can connect. Look, I don't want you just to listen to my podcast wherever you are in the world and watch my videos wherever you are in the world and never engage. Well, actually, I don't mind, but I'd rather you engage, connect with us all, form collaborations in my communities, do joint ventures in my supporter program, connect with people in my Facebook group, The Disruptive Entrepreneur. Use my platforms to share your Clubhouse usernames. I want to be a connector as well as a content provider. I want to contribute to you. Maria said she's on Android. We'll get her just a secondhand iPhone. I think on an iPhone, after the iPhone 6, I think they work on Clubhouse. Right, how are we doing for time? Nearly 15 minutes. I wanted to make these short and tight and punchy. Okay. Oh, this is a good one. This is a good one. Up your prices. So, okay. I was going to say it's not a marketing tactic that costs nothing, but it is. Because if you up your prices, then the margin on your increased price is almost 100%, because you're already paying all of your overhead on your existing prices. So if you put your price up 10%, I would say 90% of that 10% is probably profit, whereas you might only make 10% profit on the initial price. So let's say your price is 100 quid, you might only make 10 or 20 quid. But as soon as you put your price up by 10 or 20 quid, you've doubled your profit margin as an amount. Let me do those maths for you again. Let's say you make £10 on £100, so you make a 10% profit margin. If you put your prices just up to £110, that's only 10%. Yes, you've increased your prices 10%, but you've doubled your profit margin from £10 to £20. So don't be scared to put your prices up. That's really important. I know someone who put their prices up 26 times in a year. Not me. I should. But my mentoring has gone up from £2,000 to £40,000. And by the way, it's sold out at £40,000 and it was never really sold out at £2,000. Put your prices up. Look into my eyes. Look into my eyes. Look into my eyes. Oh, they look green. Look into my eyes. Put your prices up. And if you're scared to do that, read my book, I'm Worth More, because you're worth more. Right. We've covered in the first episode and this episode at least 10 low cost and free marketing strategies and growth tactics and hacks. I've got another 12. I'm going to do 2 more episodes. So make sure you tune in to the Disruptive Entrepreneur podcast, where you'll find them every single week. And I think you're awesome. Thanks for following my work. Hit that share button. If you found these videos and podcast episodes useful, hit the share button. Share the love. Laura said I'm Worth More is my favorite of my books. Thank you. I've written 17. So for I'm Worth More to be your favorite, I'm really pleased about that. And if you listen to the podcast, don't be lazy. Share the podcast. Share the link on your social media. Share the love around the planet. You know I'm up for helping as many people as possible. We know there's people that are struggling right now with COVID, with lockdown, with homeschooling. They need a bit of energy, enthusiasm, inspiration, motivation. They need a bit of a kick up the arse. And I think you know that I'm pretty good at that. I'm here to support you, to help you start and scale your business, to make more money and make a difference, to create income and impact. Hit the share button. I see you on the other side in Clubhouse at Rob Moore. Come follow me. We're running daily rooms. I'm doing loads of random rooms. It's all kicking off and you need to be there. Don't miss out. I love you all. And remember this. If you don't risk anything, you risk everything.